I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council met in emergency session to address renewed fighting in South Sudan. The fighting has left more than 100 people dead and has raised fears that the country could slide back into a full-blown civil war. The announcement of the meeting Sunday in New York came alongside new reports of fighting Sunday in the capital Juba between forces loyal to the government of President Salva Kiir and those backing First Vice President Riek Machar. U.S. President Barack Obama has visited Spain, praising America's bond of friendship with that country. Mr. Obama cut his visit short due to recent violence in the U.S.
My trip is a little abbreviated, but I thought it was very important for me to come here, given the extraordinary friendship and alliance that exists between Spain and the United States.
Mr. Obama met Sunday with Acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. The meeting came as Spain grapples with high unemployment and a political crisis sparked by two general elections that have produced no clear winners. Mr. Obama also met in Madrid with leftist leaders and with Spain's King Felipe. The British think tank IHS said Sunday Islamic State jihadists are continuing to lose control of territory they had captured in Iraq and Syria. IHS said the Islamic State group has lost 12% of the territory it held in the first half of 2016, on top of the 14% it lost last year. Even as the Islamic State group has lost territory, however, it has been able to launch mass casualty bombings and shootings in Baghdad, Paris, and Brussels, as well as to inspire attacks elsewhere in Europe and the United States. This is VOA News. Dallas, Texas Police Chief David Brown said Sunday the slain suspect in an ambush that killed five Dallas police officers last week had plans for larger attacks. Bomb-making materials and a journal were found at Micah Xavier Johnson's home during a search Friday. Police believe Johnson was the lone shooter in the Thursday night attack. Authorities say the gunman told police he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers. Japanese voters went to the polls Sunday to vote for half of the seats in the House of Counselors, Parliament's less powerful upper house. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition was the clear winner, with preliminary results showing it won just under 60 seats out of 121. Mr. Abe expressed relief at victory. The coalition and his allies may get two-thirds of the upper house, giving them the power to approve Mr. Abe's economic policies and his goal of removing pacifist language from the country's constitution. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Sukri met Sunday in Israel with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I welcome President al-Sisi's recent offer of Egyptian leadership in efforts to advance peace with the Palestinians and a broader peace in our region. Today, I call again on the Palestinians to follow the courageous examples of Egypt and Jordan and join us for direct negotiations.
The two discussed ways to revive peace efforts between Israel and the Palestinians. It was the first such visit in nearly a decade. The Israeli government says it plans to spend just under $13 million on the West Bank settlements of Kiryat Arba and Hebron. The expenditures follow a wave of Palestinian attacks in those areas and are intended to protect them from violence. Israeli Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit said Sunday he has ordered an examination of evidence of unspecified misconduct involving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He stressed that it is not a criminal investigation. The action follows speculation in the Israeli media about possible misconduct by Mr. Netanyahu or by people close to him. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling on Americans to mutually respect fellow citizens. Mr. Obama said violence against police by anyone concerned about fairness in the criminal justice system does a disservice to the cause. The president also called for balance from law enforcement. This comes as scores of demonstrators protested across the United States against alleged police brutality against blacks who had been arrested. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.